happen.
Well, it is a true story, and that was Jesse James.
Okay, right. I remember saying that they said that's who that was.
And, you know, probably the nicest guy on 14313. You know, and if you asked him to stop playing his guitar and singing, he would. If you had something important to talk about, he'd stop. And so it just, you know, they're trying to find him $10,000. Of course, it's an apparent forfeiture. Anyway, I wrote a thing about it today.
Okay, that's your buddy Jesse that was always playing music, and Corman Ness on 43 that you had a little bit of control over.
Yeah, I had him tamed to where, you know, sometimes he got to where he was hitting one of those, you know, Zen peak moments, and he was just so soulful. But, you know, the main thing was, and I wanted to give him some strings and a guitar tuner, because when his guitar was in tune, he was, you know, a lot better. And, but he was just a real nice guy, and if you'd ask him, he would take a break, you know?
Yeah, but he didn't even have a license, Mikey. That's not cool. And he, I guess the highest license that he ever once upon a time had was a technician license, and it was long expired. So, you know, that's kind of stupid, really.
No, it is, but that's the thing. What I'm saying is that such a minor deal compared to the evil those other people are up to. He just wanted to play his guitar and serenade people, you know. He had like a 80 watts or something, you know. And just, I mean, just so, such a juxtaposition. But I tried to talk him into his license. If he got it, he would have been a lot better off. When they're trying to get $10,000 and they won't, he hadn't got it. He's a poor guy. And all these evil bastards are well-to-do, and they don't get any kind of letters, you know. The only other thing she busted was a Aflac duck or something like that. I understand.
Well, I don't know, they may throw his ass in jail.
Not only that, that comes under the no excessive fines in the Constitution.
Isn't it a $10,000 fine or maybe a year in jail or something like that? Isn't that the way it reads?
No, I mean, apparent forfeiture is what it says, and unless he replies by March 27th, seeking a reduction or something like that, you know, which he should get because it is a excessive fine, considering that he was walking into a biker bar fight, you know, and then serenading them. I mean, it's just like, what are you talking about? I mean, just so, yeah, he was actually violating the rule, but the evil that he was in the middle of when he was violating this rule was just like far exceeds what he was doing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he, you know, I know he's a buddy of yours, but I've got to say, I found him pretty annoying. You know, I don't know. I mean, I guess he's kind of harmless, but QRM is QRM, and I know he interfered some nights when you weren't on, and, you know, some of the rest of us were talking, and he just wouldn't shut up. So he may be a nice guy and all that, but I did find him annoying.
No, I understood that, but what I did was use the the counterinsurgency thing and doctrine on him, and since there was no real enforcement for a long time, now they're just trying to, you know, not put notches in their gun stock or whatever. You know, that I adapted to him, and you could have asked him nicely to stop, and he would have.
Yeah, but I mean, technically, we shouldn't have to ask him nicely to stop. He you know, he's not supposed to be doing that in the first place. And if he didn't have a license, he's definitely not supposed to be doing that. And he was maliciously interfering with lots of transmissions.
Well, I'd argue with the malicious part, but what I'm saying is the evil crimes that go on 14313 far exceed anything he would ever do in his life.
Oh yeah, I'm totally with you. I know that there's bigger, you know, problems with the bullies and all the other crap that goes on. There's no doubt about it. The only deal is, you know, those guys have licenses, so it gives them a little bit of a shield of protection.
Have what?
It kind of gives them a little bit of a shield of protection, and the only reason I say that is because I listened to Laura's little talk that she gave at Dayton, and basically they ran down the enforcement procedure, and you can basically violate those rules and blah, 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 and the first time they give you a verbal, they'll ask you to stop doing it, and if you continue to do it, then the next time they give you a written warning, kind of like if you're your employer, you know, the first time they give you a verbal, second time they write you up, third time they fire you. And it's kind of the same with the FCC, unless you don't have a license like Jesse. And then, you know, you're in a world of shit from get-go. So the fact that they have a license really is kind of, unfortunately, it's kind of a shield from the very beginning. I mean, they're going to have to really mess up over and over again and have it documented and all that before they're going to do anything, if they do anything.
Well, that's the thing, is some of them have special dispensations along with the license. Like that whole bunch up there, it's become obvious that, and from some of the things Laura has said that she has their ear, and from some of the things she said about me to other people, you know, Brian Crow and them are, you know, on her brain, evidently.